Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling on your cell phone, and we will make this quick as possible and would really appreciate your time.
Okay. That's good.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
I am.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay. Regardless how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay. And what is your age?
I am 51.
Thank you. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
I'm white.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel very particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first option is MAGA Republicans.
50.
Okay, 50. Democrats in Congress.
20.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
75.
Okay. Janelle Binion.
I'm sorry, who?
Janelle Binion.
Like J-A-N-E-L-L?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
Okay. Trump's Project 2025?
It's not Trump's Project 2025, so I don't know what to say to that. 50?
Okay, thank you. Joe Biden?
Joe Biden?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say 0.
Okay. Republicans in Congress?
50.
Kamala Harris?
0.
Okay. Lori Chavez Darima?
80.
Okay, 80. And Donald Trump?
50.
50, okay. Thank you. If the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Probably the Republican.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for the independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Regardless of how you plan to vote, do you think will win the presidential elections, Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump?
I think Donald Trump will win.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Remer?
Lori Chavez de Remer.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance? Just a very slight chance or no chance at all that you might support her?
No chance at all.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Redeemer is handling her job as your member of Congress? Do you approve
strongly
or disapprove?
Okay. I approve.
Now, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez Redeemer. Please let me tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Redeemer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. The first one says, seniors have worked hard to earn their retirement security, but Chavez Redeemer supported cutting funding for Social Security and Medicare services, and she voted with Republicans 26 times to block bills that would protect both programs for cuts. It's clear Lori is working harder to her party than for Oregon seniors who've earned their retirement benefits.
Not a concern at all.
Okay. The next one says, Chavez the Dreamer has embraced Trump, whose extreme Project 2025 could radically reshape the federal government. The plan calls for a nationwide ban on abortion, eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, as we know it, rolls back LGBTQ plus rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez Redeemer is a vote to undermine our democracy.
Not a concern at all.
Lori Chavez the Remat voted to cut billions from our border patrol and immigration policy, as she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts means less money for investigations that stop human and narcotic trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cybercrime. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement. At the same time, she wants to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but is just doing what Trump and Republican Party bosses tell her to do.
Not a concern.
Okay. Chavez Redeemer stands by Trump even as he threatens to become a dictator on day one. He has said he will persecute and jail his political enemies, deploy our military to our own cities to put down protests, and promise his base that if he wins, this is the last time they will ever have to vote. We need leaders who have the strength to stand up to those trying to end up our democracy, and that's clearly not Chavez Redeemer.
Wow. This is some serious fear-mongering. I'm going to say I'm not concerned about that.
Okay. And the last one says, Lori Chavez Redeemer broke her promise to U.S. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortion that could override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women.
I'm not worried about, not concerned at all.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to ask you, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Redeemer?
Lori Chavez Redeemer.
Thank you. Now I want to read you a statement for Janelle Bynum's opponent has made about her and Bynum's responses to get your reaction. Janelle Bynum's opponent says she's a stop-on-crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland has been torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. As a mother of four, Bynum worries every time her children leave the house. Making our community safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off our streets, and won against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But Bynum also understands that we must tackle the roots of crime, not just its effects, so she supports after-school programs for at-risk young people and strengthening mental health services. For a worried mom, nothing's more important than ensuring safe communities for families. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Redeemer?
Lori Chavez Redeemer.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I am married.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
In the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay, that concludes our survey for today. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.